USA Radio News.
Every option is on the table. That's according to President Joe Biden's top health official on Tuesday, referring to women's access to abortion now that the U.S. Supreme Court has struck down Roe v. Wade. The administration said it would work to ensure that medication abortions remain available and family planning care is protected. While the decision gets sorted out in the courts, 10 state attorneys general have announced that abortion is now effectively illegal in their states, while 13 states have triggered laws that enable states to enforce abortion bans already on the books. Disgraced socialite Ghislaine Maxwell will spend 20 years in jail for decades of abuse after grooming dozens of girls for pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. The 60-year-old lured vulnerable teenagers for the multimillionaire to abuse at his various properties. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Hunter Biden's laptop reveals more secrets. Reporter Lance Pry has the details.
More evidence from the Biden laptop reveals President Biden did not tell the truth to the American people when he said he knew nothing of Hunter's overseas business dealings during the presidential debate. The evidence from Joe Biden himself in a 2018 voicemail.
I just want to talk to you. I thought the article released the thing on online. This could be printed tomorrow in the Times. It was good.
The Times article detailed Hunter Biden's dealings with Chinese financial giant CEFC, and it mentioned how his main business partner, Yi Jingming, was arrested and later convicted for bribery.
Tokyo is broiling under the worst heat wave in almost 150 years. The temperature in the Japanese capital rose above 95 degrees early Tuesday afternoon local time. It's the fourth day in a row of 95 degree highs and the worst streak of hot weather since record keeping began in 1875. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Four people have been killed and at least 50 injured when an Amtrak train carrying 275 people derailed after hitting a dump truck in Kansas City, Missouri on Monday. Lieutenant Eric Brown of the Missouri State Highway Patrol confirmed the fourth death on Tuesday. The incident is the second in 2 days for Amtrak trains. On Sunday, three people were killed and two others suffered severe injuries after a train carrying 85 passengers hit a vehicle in California. Court proceedings are moving forward for an accused school shooter in Florida.
Tuesday was the final day of jury selection in the sentencing trial for Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz. Court documents say the penalty trial will begin next week. The 12-panel jury is expected to listen to testimony from 2,000 witnesses. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Turkey has agreed to lift its opposition to Sweden and Finland joining NATO, a breakthrough in an impasse clouding the leaders' summit in Madrid amid Europe's worst security crisis in decades. That security crisis has been triggered by the war in Ukraine. Russia's invasion prompted Sweden and Finland to abandon their long-held non-aligned status, but Turkey's president had blocked the move, insisting the Nordic pair change their stance on Kurdish rebel groups that Turkey considers terrorists. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.